in the Binyan Mikdash, some of this is, we know, but this is a very important connection over here. So let's ask a few in the few hours in the Pesukim over here in the Binyan Mishkan. Starts off that when it's a weekly truma, meiskol shashay dinel liboy tikhos kumasi. So first of all, then it says v'zeh truma is telling us about the truma, and then it says kachal shani mara oischa. But not until Pesach Ches does it say v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichem. So normally, if you are going to build, normally if you're trying to collect money for something, you have to tell people what you're collecting money for. Then you figure out what you're collecting. So if you talk about the tachlis and then you talk about the method how you're doing it. So l'chayr, the first pasuk should have been v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichem. Now, how are we going to get the money to do it? How are we going to get the kesef, the zav, the nechoshes, everything that's needed, all the parts that are needed for it? So then, David says, "Oh, we need a mishkan, we chuli truma, and this is going to be the process to do it." So l'chayra, it's modna that the Torah starts off chuli truma, and go ahead, get the kesef, zav, get all these, and what you're going to do with it is vasuli mikdash. So l'chayra backwards. Also, it seems like there's a special halacha over here. V'ikhu li truma li l'shmir, Rashi says, and this is unlike every other place of tzedakah. Other places of tzedakah, there was no din of li l'shmir. Okay? The Rashi brings down by shikha that a person forgets, and someone else picks it up. Minayin shekaveh l'ischar, even b'shogi, he didn't have kavanah b'chlal. And this farna here speaks that up a farish. It's only over here that there's a din, v'ikhu li truma, that you have to take from li l'shmir, and if misnadim meiskoshes in libo, we're not mashkinin, even though we are mashkinin al tzedakah. So it's l'chora not like that. It's l'chora different than every other tzedakah. So what's the difference, and why is it in this seder? This is a gavaldik yisoid from the Goyin and Sher Shirim. I spoke it out once, but spoke it out very Shabbos very quickly. But we have, since then, built out more rayas, that he goes on the pasuk in Sher Shirim, Kairos Batenu Arazim Raitenu Baraisim. So the Kairos is the beams. So every roof is made up of thick beams, and the beams are thick. That's why Kairos Batenu is Arazim. Arazim is the strongest tree. And the Raitenu is like the planks that you put on top to cover the roof. So that is a weaker material. And that's made up of broisim. Fine. So what are we talking here? So the Goyin says that we're talking about the Asiyas HaMishkan. And it says here in the Pasuk, he says, Ki Shriyas HaShechina Haisa B'soich Lev Yisrael Rak Shem Tzrikim Mokam Yuchud Lehiskanes Kol Alevavis Yachad V'lachin Bochar Mokam Muvchar Ba'aretz Shamu Muchan Shetisha Shechina B'Yisrael. Ve'ich Yisriach Du Kol Alvavois Shekol Yisrael Akein Tziva Vichu Lichuma V'chol Echon Yisnadiv Kifi Nidvas Liboy Al HaMishkan V'nischabru Sham Kol Alvavois. That means that's a makam, there's no place that the makam of Hashas Shechina. There's a Aftoch on Klai Yisrael is a makam of Hashas Shechina. Klai Yisrael is Zoychet Shechina. Klai Yisrael is Zoychet Shechina. So when Be'etzem, really, what has to happen is it has to be a chetimsa. Where is this ichud of Klal Yisrael? So you need that there's an ichud levavos in Klal Yisrael, so that there's this ichud of Klal Yisrael can be zoicha to Hashras Hashchina. So where is the ichud going to manifest itself if everybody comes together to build something and express this thing? So Mimela, that's going to be the place that the Shechina can be shared on the Ichud Levavos of Klal Yisrael. But it's b'chlal not a place stam that is made for Hashras Hashechina. It's a place that's a kiyum of the Ichud Levavos of Klal Yisrael, and the Mokam Hashras Hashechina is the Levavos of Klal Yisrael. This is what he says. And let's read the Lashon. Ich yisyach du kol levavos is with Ichud Yitshuma, b'chol echad yisnadiv k'vi yisnad nidvas liboy al mishkan. So basically all you needed was the ichud of Klal Yisrael in the nidvas haMishkan, so that in the Mishkan you could see it could be a kiyum of the levavos of Klal Yisrael in that place. And that way to get them all together is by having everyone's lev here. Have everyone's lev here, but you klu truma. So Mamela, that's why Dafka over here you need the whole nidvas alev, because that's the whole point. The point is the nidvas lev. The point is not getting the money. Fakir. Is b'chal not the point. The whole ish inyan is that when you have the lev of Klal Yisrael in it, then there could be then this is going to be the place of Shechina. So the going through Zois, that's why I have to read the end of it exactly, but I think what he's saying is, he says that the Iker was the people that built it. They were a higher level, the Chachmei Lev. So those are the people that actually, in their Maisim, they were able to do it. Begufam, they expressed the Avas Hashem Begufam in their Maisim. And that was the Kairos. That was the higher level. But everybody in Klal Yisrael, even if you couldn't express it in your Maisa, everyone in Klal Yisrael, even if you're a Shvach or a level, you could express it in your Lev. And that was the lower level that created the roof, the Rahitenu, Baraisim, even though it's a lower thing. But everyone in Klal Yisrael was able to be Misachid in their Levavis to create this Mokim of Ichud Levavis that there should be Klal Yisrael there. So Mamela, it's Pashat, that's why Dafka over here there's this halacha of Lila Shmi, of the Nesiyah slave, and over again in the parashah there's this focus on Nediva slave and Nesiyah slave, because the whole point is to have the Ichud of Klal Yisrael in here. The Ramban's Meramis says it's also that by the Aron is everybody's here, even the people that gave, the people that had b'machshava, he says. Similar idea, the Ramban says. And that's why, l'chayra, that's why the tzivui started with the v'ikhli truma. And afterwards, it said, v'asuli mikdash. The going doesn't fear us, but I'm saying, is up to that. It's because the tachlis, it's faket from every other tzedakah. Every other tzedakah, there's a tachlis, and now we have to go collect for the tachlis. So you have to go figure out, tell me what we're giving money to. Here's the opposite. Here what we need is the Nediva slave. That will cover the Tachlis. What are you going to do with the Nediva slave? So normally, the Tachlis is the what you want, and the collecting is Echatimtza. Over here, forget the Tachlis was the Nediva slave, and the Mikdash was Echatimtza. What are you doing with it? Where are you putting all this Nediva slave that you had? You have to build Mishkan with it so that it could be chal somewhere, this Nediva slave. So that's the Ikur of the Shas HaShechina Klal Yisrael. Which is very mistaken now. Why? That's a shikul more the amkus that Chaim Lozner writes that sinas chinam is not the chomer avera, but sinas chinam makes it. There's no room for hashas hashchinam. That's why I destroyed the basement. That's just posh. According to this, it's very very move on why that's like that, because the whole hashas hashchinam, there's no makam to have hashas hashchinam to the mitzvah in hashas hashchinam except for in the ichud levavos of Klal Yisrael. So. This idea is very nice. Malbim that speaks this out. He says, "Vayevoi kol isha shenesoi liboy." In Parshas Viakel, that's people. Nesoy libay, they gave. Cholosha nadva ruchai. What's nadva ruchai? Mishalo hevi bepoil. Rak sheruchai levad nadva. He didn't actually give anything. Cholosha nadva ruchai oisai. Nedivas haruch azeh heviu. He brought the nedivas ruach. Lemelech asoy almoy, lochol avodasoy, shenechshav lem ki'ilu heviu kol oil v'chokel v'chol v'gidah kodesh. Now it's taka. The Nedivas, the Ruach itself was the Shtatvas in the Mishkan. Even a person didn't bring anything, but Kol Hashem Nadva Ruach Oisa Heviu, that he could bring the Nedivas Ruach, was also a Chelek of the Binyan Mishkan, because that was what it was built on. And this is in Agah in the Nefesh HaChaim, in Aleph Dalid, Shara Per Dalid in Agah. It says unbelievable shyness over here. He says, he compares the Maisit Tzadikim to the Mishkan.
like the Gemara Ksuvas, Gedolim Maisa Tzadikim, Yosem Maisa Shemaim Va'aretz. What's the raya that Gedolim Maisa Tzadikim? So he says, Dilu Shemaim Va'aretz Ksiv Af Yodi Yaz Da'aretz. The Yemini Tafa Shemaim Va'ilu Maisa Tzadikim says, Mikta Shem Kani Yadecha. Yadecha is strong in Russian. So the Shaila is, you try to bring a raya that Gedolim Maisa Tzadikim, and your eyes from Mikdash Hashem couldn't be Yadecha. So you see that Maisa Tzadikim is the Mikdash Hashem. That's what he says. But then he says, Mamshan, this pasuk, V'yish the farishav derech zeh ha-kosuv, v'osu li Mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham, v'chol asher nimar o'yischa, v'chein ta'asu, v'rusim z'ol darishu v'chein ta'asu l'doiris. The pasuk pshat l'doiris means not just the Mishkan, also the Beis HaMikdash. But he says, no, the Duris means even Ardar. The Kiyum of this even in Ardar. So we don't have Mishkan or Mikdash. So where's the Kiyum of this? Well, Darkeinu Yishlonim Ragamkin, Al Tachshu Shetachas Kavanosi, Hu Asiyas HaMikdash. It wasn't the Tachas. El Tedu Shekol Tachas Ritzoyni V'tavet Asa Mishkan is the Ramiz Lachem Shemimenu Tiru V'chaitasu Atem Es Atz Lachem Shetiu Atem Maaseichem K'tavet Asa Mishkan V'yishav Ashras HaShchina. And you have a kentasu l'doyres to make a makom hashras hashchina. So, in other words, according to the Goyim saying very specific, Rav Shechem saying more general, that the Mishkan was not the makom hashras hashchina. The makom hashras hashchina was the Kla Yisrael. That's the tzivah l'doyres. But the Goyim saying very specific, how did Kla Yisrael make a makom hashras hashchina? This is with the yichid levavos of Kla Yisrael. There's in the end of Parshas Yisro is the first is the tzivoy of the mizbeach, and it says over there in mizbeach avonim tasili. So this dik from the Rosh Hashanah of Mani, he said that Rashi says in mizbeach avonim, and Rashi brings kol im shavatayr roshos chutz mekibul elu. Usually, this is a tzivoy. Chutz mekibul elu v'mizbeach avonim tasili im zem lashon kasher, but it's a lashon tzivoy. So always the kasha is so just say a tzivoy then. Why are you saying it b'lashon im? So I wanted to say the same idea is that you can only build it with the ratzon to build it. No mitzvah to build it without the ratzon to build it. So the tzivoy is to want to build it. That's the group of the tzivoy. So in the three places that it says it, in Lashon, this is that there's a mitzvah to have the rotzen to do it. And it has to be built with that rotzen. That's the afka why it shows it effect like it shows it like that. So this is the Yisod of the Nefesh HaChayim, which means that the Makom HaShras HaShchina in Klal Yisrael, and the Goyin is in the Ichud HaLevavos of Klal Yisrael, when everyone's Nisachid, is that's where the Ikar Hashras Hashchina is. Okay, I want to. It's been lenient, but I don't want to say 12:30 after. It's like I make it like this is why I talked about this, but you want to just mention that there's. I think there's more and more people around that probably require attention. And that everyone should be aware that there's people around that no one pays attention to them. And I've noticed more and more that like these people around and they're expecting someone expecting need, they deserve whatever attention of people, it would be appropriate to write to everyone's comfortable doing different things, you know, invite, not invite, whatever, but hello for sure. You know, I don't want to be in the fire. You know, there's I don't know if anyone got a chance to walk around to Davide now. It's awesome from my parents. I sniffed her, and my mother was my parents 3 years ago. Got married. So, people are in another walk here also. You know, it's two or three. You're just alone. You know, this person's alone. if he does no parents, and then if the person does, probably true, that Kedai to try to get a little bit at. I don't even know if you have to reach out of your comfort zone. Could be you're comfortable, you just never noticed it. Never noticed the person. That say hello, check to invite, check to in the car a little bit. I think to those people, it's the chalik of the avodah is to be part of the club and reach out a little bit further than what you would normally feel, you know, perfectly comfortable. And, Zoshin Shemayin and Ruchnias, a lot of things. Just wanted to be more in that as well. Okay. Shabbos.